Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Mount Home Christian Academy will get the ball to start this second quarter as they trail Mountain Home 17-14. Bingham will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline, and he gets into Long, and we are back underway. Long dribbles between the circles. Throws it on the left side to Spray. Spray is going down into the lane. Now he's going to draw a little foul. That foul is called on Matt Jones. His second personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Bombers here in the first half. So we are 9 seconds into the second quarter. And it will be Leone inbounding the ball. I'm sorry, now they're going to change that. They're going to put Cooper Long on the baseline to trigger the inbound pass. And he will get it into Taylor on the left side. Finds Leone there on the wing. He picks up his dribble. And gives up top to Spray. Spray dribbles between the circles. Mounts home once again in a man-to-man defense. Finds Long going into the left corner. Now he's going to be fouled. Callum Benton picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 6. So that's the last foul Mounts home had to give. Next one will put Mount Home Christian Academy in the bonus. Luke Cruz, Wyatt Gilbert, and Baylor Cresselius all checking into the game for the Bombers, replacing Matt Jones, Brandon Morris, and Talon Benton. 7:32 left in the first half. It's a 3-point Bomber lead. Leone triggers inbound pass to Spray. He's going to pull up for the 3-pointer. No good. Rebound chased down by Colton Peters, and back comes Mountain Home. Peters into the front court. Has the ball on the left side. Now throws up top to Cruz. Over to Bashir's on the right wing. Now Bashir's going into the lane, just blowing by his defenders for the layup. Good. Hunter Bashir's with 6 points. 19-14, Mountain Home leading it with 7:07 left in the first half. Here is Long with the ball up the top. Now he's drilling down into the lane, going up for the layup, and he's going to be called for the charge. Wyatt Gilbert set up in the lane to draw the offensive foul. Fifth turnover against Mountain Home Christian Academy. That is the first personal foul against Cooper Long, team foul number 5 against the Eagles. Here's Gilbert into the front court. Dribbles to the left side, finds Bashir's there on the wing. Now Bashir's dribbles up between the circles, finds Gilbert on the right. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Taylor, and he's immediately fouled on the rebound by Baylor Cresselius. That is his second personal foul, team foul number 7 against the Bombers. So 1-1 coming up for Mountain Home Christian Academy with 6:46 left to play in the first half. Brad Taylor and Caleb Bingham checking out of the game as they're replaced by Dylan Decker and Stone Robinson. Well, I take that back. Robinson's going to wait a moment because it is going to be Taylor shooting the 1-1. Brad Taylor so far 2-of-2 from the free throw line with 2 points. First shot for Taylor is up. No good. He misses the front end. Long rebound controlled by Spray for a moment. He lost out of bounds. They actually lost it off Wyatt Gilbert's leg. Then it goes out of bounds. So Mountain Home Christian Academy will keep possession. Now Robinson's going to check in for Taylor. And for Mountain Home, Morris is going to come back in, replacing Baylor Cresselius. 6:45 left of the first half. A 5-point Bomber lead. Leone will inbound from the near sideline. Gets it in to Long. And Long will dribble between the circles. Throws over on the right side to Decker. Now Decker finds Leone on the low block. He dribbles out to the perimeter. Now goes back into the lane, going up for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Mountain Home. Here's Morris back the other way. Now he's going to be stripped from behind. A turnover against the Bombers. And Mountain Home's going, Christian Academy is going to set back up. 6:15 left play in the half. Ball goes over to Spray on the right side. Now he's going to pull up for the three-pointer right over Cruz. It rattles around and goes in. Caleb Spray with his first 3 points of the night. 19-17. Mount Home's lead is cut to a deuce. Here is Gilbert with the ball on the left wing. He takes a screen from Morris, throws it up top to Cruz. Over to Bashir's on the right side. Thought about three. Now he's going to find Cruz cutting into the lane for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Luke Cruz will go to the line for the old-fashioned three. That foul is on Philip Leone, his first personal foul, team foul number six against Mountain Home Christian Academy. The next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. Matt Woods checking back into the game for the Eagles as he'll replace Caleb Spray. So with 5:49 left to play in the half, it is Luke Cruz at the free throw line to try to convert the three-point play. And he does. 3 points for Luke Cruz, 22-17, Bombers leading it with less than 6 minutes left of the half. And now Eagles commit a turnover as Wyatt comes up with a steal going back the other way for the layup. Good. And now Mountain Home Christian Academy is going to call a timeout. We'll break with 5:36 left to play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading the Eagles 24-17. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Well, Mountain Home Christian Academy taking their first time out after Wyatt Gilbert comes up with the steal and then goes back the other way for the layup. He now has 8 points, and it is a seven-point lead for Mountain Home. And now another steal for the Bombers as Morris goes back the other way for the layup. Can't get to go. Peters gets the offensive rebound. He can't get the foul to go. And this time Mountain Home goes back over there, and this time a foul is going to be called. Oh, they're going to call that foul on the Bombers. That is Brandon Morris picking up his second personal foul, team foul number eight against the Bombers. So another one-on-one opportunity coming up for the Eagles with 5:22 left to play in the half. It will be Matt Woods at the free throw line for the first time tonight, trying to cut into the Bombers' seven-point advantage. Woods' first free throw is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. That is his first point of the night. Caleb Bingham checking back in for Mountain Home Christian Academy, replacing Dylan Decker. One more free throw for Woods. The second one is good. He's now 2-of-2 from the charity stripe with 2 points. And that cuts Mountain Home's lead back to 5, 24-19 our score with 5:18 left in the half. Ball goes over to Bashir's on the right wing. Now Bashir's blows by his defenders, goes up for another layup. Good. Hunter Bashir's now with 8 points. 26-19, Bombers go back up by 7. Here is Long throwing it to the front court to Woods. Dangerous throw, but Woods is able to secure it. Now his pass to Robinson was knocked away by Mountain Home. Good defense by Gilbert. The ball goes out of bounds. It will be Mountain Home Christian Academy inbounding it with 4:59 left to play in the first half. Colton Peters taking a seat, being replaced by Talon Benton. It will be Woods inbounding the ball on the baseline for the Eagles. He tried to get into Long. He couldn't handle the pass and stole it by Benton as he's quickly back the other way, giving it to Wyatt Gilbert in the lane for the layup. No good. Rebound knocked around, controlled by Bashir's. He'll kick it out to Gilbert, who pulls up for the jumper on the left side. That one will not go. Another offensive rebound for Mountain Home. He'll kick it out to Benton, and Mountain Home's going to set up the offense. Benton dribbling very near the half-court stripe with 4:36 left to play in the first half. Benton throws it over on the right side to Gilbert. Up top now goes to Morris, over to Benton on the left. I think he was trying to throw an alley-oop to someone down on the low block, but no one was there. So ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home committing the unforced turnover. The Eagles will get it back, trailing by 7 with 4:28 left of the half. Long will walk the ball into the front court for Mountain Home Christian Academy. Throws over on the left side to Robinson. Up top now goes to Woods. Over to Leone on the left. Now Leone dribbles up toward the top, gives it to Bingham. Bingham has it on the left side. Back up to Leone. Now over to Robinson on the right side. Back up top to Leone. Leone dribbling into the paint. Now going up for the layup. Shot was blocked by Morris. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Woods, and it'll be Mountain Home getting the ball back with 3:47 left to play in the half. Caleb Spray and Brad Taylor checking back into the game for Mount Home Christian Academy, replacing Philip Leone and Stone Robinson. 3:47, let's play in the first half. Mount Home with the ball, leading 26-19. Here is Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Drills to the left wing. Takes a screen from Robinson, now throws up top to Cruz. Over to Bashir's on the right side. Now Bashir's dribbles near to the corner and throws out to the wing to Cruz. He'll try the three-pointer, will not go. Rebound controlled by Long. He'll throw it out to Woods, and back come the Eagles. Woods has it on the left side. His pass to Long in the paint was knocked away. Stolen by a Mountain Home. Seventh turnover against Mountain Home Christian Academy. Mountain Home with two so far this evening. 3:14 left to play in the half. Here is Gilbert on the right wing. Takes a screen from Cruz. Now he's going to kick it out to Benton on the left side. Ben gives it to Cruz on the in the paint. His layup, a little strong, no good, and a foul's going to be called on the rebound. They're going to get Bashir's with that, I guess, even though he was the one that was knocked to the ground. That is Hunter Bashir's first personal foul, team foul number 9 against Mountain Home. So this will be the last 1-1 for Mountain Home Christian Academy. And checking into the game for the first time tonight is Dawson Tabor for Mountain Home as he replaces Luke Cruz. It will be Matt Woods at the free throw line. Caleb Bingham checks out of the game, and so does Cooper Long for Mountain Home Christian Academy. They're replaced by Dylan Decker and Corey Palella. First free throw for Woods is up and in. He's now 3-3 from the charity stripe. Dawson Tabor, a 6'3 sophomore. Second shot for Woods is up and in. And Colton Peters checked back into the game for Mountain Home as well. It is 26-21, Bombers on top. Peters going into the lane for the layup. No good, but he draws contact and will head to the free throw line. 2:52, let's play in the first half. That foul is called on Brad Taylor. That's his first personal foul. And that does put Mountain Home in the bonus, but this is going to be two shots regardless. Colton Peters at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 4 points so far this evening. So the lineup right now for Mountain Home is Peters, Bashir's, Benton, Gilbert, and Tabor. First free throw for Peters is up and in. Second shot for Peters. He gets both. 2 of 2 from the free throw line for Peters tonight. He has 6 points. 28-21, Bombers leading it with 2:50 left in the half. Here is Woods walking the ball across the timeline. Gets it into the front court now to Decker. Decker's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the left side. No good. Rebound controlled by Peters, and back come the Bombers. Peters dribbles into the front court, finds Benton near the left corner. Now Benton going into the lane for the reverse layup. Good. Talon Benton with his first 2 points of the night. 30-21, Bombers leading it with 2:23 left of the half. Here is Decker with the ball, trying to get into the front court to Taylor, and he does. Now he'll give it to Palella on the right corner. His jumper no good, and Spray gets the rebound, but he steps on the baseline, and it will be Mountain Home basketball with 2:12 left to play in the half. 30-21, Bombers on top. Gilbert will bring the ball across the timeline for Mountain Home. Throws over on the right side to Peters. Gives it to Benton on the low block. Now back to Peters on the right side. Peters finds Bashir's on the left. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound chased down by Peters. And are they going to get Peters with the foul? They are going to get Peters with that foul. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number 10 against the Bombers. So now Mountain Home Christian Academy in the double bonus. And two shots coming up for Brad Taylor. So far he is 2 of 3 from the free throw line with 2 points. 1:55 left to play in the first half. First shot for Taylor is up. No good. Priscilius checking into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Colton Peters. And for Mountain Home Christian Academy, Dylan Decker and Corey Palella checking back out of the game as they're replaced by Cooper Long and Caleb Bingham. Second free throw for Taylor. No good. He misses both, and the rebound is controlled by Gilbert. He's quickly throwing it into the front court to Benton. Behind the back pass to Bashir's in the right corner. Out to Gilbert. Here's Cresilius with the ball. Now it gives out to Bashir's on the right wing. Now up top to Gilbert against the Eagles. Dawson Taylor checking out of the game, replaced by Brandon Morris. So with 56 and a half seconds left, Wyatt Gilbert will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight to try to convert the three-point play. Gilbert's free throw is up, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Long, and back comes Mountain Home Christian Academy as they trail by 15. 36-21 our score. Here's Spray with the ball on the left side, being double-teamed. He kicks it out to Woods, now finds Taylor in the paint. His layup, no good. Tries to go back over, they can't get the foul to go. This time, Morris gets the rebound. He kicks out to Bashir's in the front court. Bashir's throws to Benton on the right side, 35 seconds left. I don't know if Mount Tom's going to try to hold for the last shot. Yes, they are. They are going to try to hold for the last shot of the first half as they're up 36-21 with 25 seconds left. Gilbert dribbles between the circles now. Now he will give it to Benton, who will set up the offense. 17 seconds left. Gilbert still drilling. Tim Benton still drilling at the top. 12 seconds. Now goes to the left side. Finds Bashir's are on the wing. Now to Bashir's drills to the top. 8 seconds. Now gives to Gilbert on the left side. Now finds Morris in the lane for the layup. Good. Brandon Morris with his first 2 points of the night. And that's the way this first half is going to end. After two quarters of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Mountain Home Christian Academy 38-21. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.